Welcome to Magical Mondays with the Psychic Cowgirl Shannon and Psychic Sidekick Virginia. We will be discussing metaphysical topics, psychic and intuitive development, and self-empowerment. Join us for information, laughter, and connection each Monday. Thanks for being here. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Magical Mondays with myself, Shannon, the Psychic Cowgirl, and my lovely sidekick, Intuitive Life Coach, Virginia. Hey, Virginia.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
I'm fabulous. And yourself?
Hi. I'm fabulous also.
Yay. So let's
dig
right in. Introduce your guest.
Okay. Joining us today is Deva, how do you say your last name? Brannick,
yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure I pronounced it right. Him and his wife, Christine, have a company here in Illinois called Guardians of Nature. They consider themselves metaphysical mineral enthusiasts. Correct?
Love that.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. That nails it on the head. Purveyors of fine stones and metaphysical stones, gems.
Perfect. I personally know them, and I think a decent amount of my own crystal collection comes from them.
And we thank you.
And Shannon even has a little token of your collection hanging from the rearview mirror of her new truck.
Ooh, fantastic.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. I had to find her the most sparkly geo keychain.
Cool.
This under her. So the reason I asked you to join us today is because Shannon and I love crystals. We've had a couple of shows about crystals already, but being around you and, you know, everything that you guys have to offer and kind of seeing you in action, it brings it almost to a whole new level for me.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome, but it does, because I've heard you explain this before, Dave, so I don't know if you want to go ahead and explain it. I've heard you say that a lot of the information doesn't necessarily come from you, that it comes from spirit.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff just comes naturally. I mean, I've been mm-hmm. interested in this, and I've been doing my studying pretty much my whole life. I come from a very spiritual family. But between all the things that I've learned, and then when I'm just talking to people about the rocks, the stones, spirituality stuff, it just comes naturally and just kind of rolls right through. And I just let spirit take over. What comes through to my heart and what's honest and true just comes through, and it's just spirit's voice coming through me, coming through my heart. Yep.
Nice.
Everybody has the same gift. Everybody has the same gift. You just got to listen to that first little voice inside, and it's all constructive. As long as you know it's constructive, you know it's God's voice, and yeah, it just comes naturally.
And so for me, I can understand that concept because it is a form of intuition. I'm just not as in tune with the stones and the crystals. I am to an extent, but not.
Well, sure. Yeah, you don't need a stone or crystal to be spiritual, but on some levels it does help. Sometimes it does activate certain abilities. Sometimes it stimulates your chakras, your meridian, your power lines that run through your body, your energy lines. Mm-hmm. And I guess the best way to do it is you have to experience it yourself to really understand what it's doing. And once you experience it, once you start to see and feel things, then you start to grasp it and understand, definitely. You need to play with them and then have faith and go into the silence, be quiet, hold on to them for a while, see what happens. Some people it takes a little longer to experience things, especially if your life is very chaotic or you're a very energetic person and you have a hard time picking up on those subtle energies and frequencies and listening to your heart and seeing the things that are happening around you. But when you do see those things, then it'll make you a firm believer for sure.
Definitely. So here's something I want to ask you, because this is what I see you do, and this is what I'm so fascinated by. So if I was at one of your trunk shows and I happen to be scanning over by, let's say, the kyanite, and you notice, oh, she's over there looking at kyanite, what comes to mind for you?
Well, first I let the person check out the stones. I don't like to jump on people. I like to let people ask the questions first, because that's spirit coming through them, showing that they are curious, and I don't want to be too aggressive and push people away either, make them feel like, I don't know, if you've ever been to like a used car sales lot and you're pounced on by three salesmen and you're just like, oh, God, just get away from me. I don't want to have that kind of impression on my customers. I just want them to come in and if they ask the question, then I just let them know what comes through me, what I know about the stone. And if Spirit tells me something, then I'll lead them on that path or tell them about it. And hopefully it helps them out. That's the whole thing. If I can help everybody, one person every show, that'd be fantastic. Even one person a year or whatever. If anybody can see the light and experience some of the things that I've experienced, then that's a good day in my book.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Some people don't have the faith. You have to have the faith, definitely. But a lot of people have seen those wonderful, miraculous things, and those are the people that know the truth and know what's going on. And everybody has their day when you will see something like that. It's just a matter of time, and when you're ready to accept it.
I agree.
Some people see miraculous things, and they don't accept it, and they don't admit that it's a miracle.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. That happens a lot.
Right.
Well, what I was trying to get at was, because you have such extensive knowledge of stones and where they come from and how they're formed, and so let me ask you this. What would you consider to be your favorite stone to have or work with?
I've got a lot of favorites. Being an earth person, a nature person, I'm in touch with nature all the time, pretty much on a daily basis, whether it's working with plants, rocks, soil, or just being out in the woods and just running around the trails. Probably my favorites, the heavy hitters, phenakite, Madagascar phenakite is one of the most powerful stones I've ever had my hands on. If you're really looking for a heavy hitter, it's also an ascension stone. It will raise your vibratory rate as well as other stones, similar to like a moldavite. I like to combine the phenakite with the moldavite. Moldavite's a real hot one on the market right now. A lot of people are looking for that.
Yeah.
Moldavite's a really good door opener, where if you're on the spiritual path and you're looking to evolve really quickly in the light, and have like a kind of like a spiritual evolution, a rapid spiritual evolution, moldavite is phenomenal for that. And if you wanted a pair, like if you're on the ascension path, if you wanted to say a pair phenakite with moldavite and some epidote's another stone that it's like a super activator, and that's a hot one on my list right now that I've been playing with, and I really enjoy my epidote. It's kind of like a quartz, where quartz multiplies your whatever you put into it, whatever property you put into it, by like 3. The epidote will multiply it times like 20, 21.
Wow.
And it's a super activator. It's a stone of the light for the light workers. You have to be really careful with epidote at the same time, because whatever you're feeling, whatever's in your feeling world, whatever is going on with your that day, it's going to amplify it. So if you're having a really good day, an even better day. But if you're having a bad day, it could get worse, too.
Not a good idea.
Right. So, but what it does is, in a sense, it trains your consciousness, trains your mind to stay on that positive, happy note, so that you're always in a state of being of happiness. And that's what we always strive for. If you're always happy and you're exuding love and light, then it's a pretty righteous thing to do. And eventually you'll make your ascension if you stay on that path. And eventually that's all the humans ultimate goal is to make our ascension. Every lifetime that we're here, we advance, hopefully, if you make that choice to advance and be a good person and climb the ladder of light, I like to say. And every lifetime you come back, you do better and better and better. And eventually we can do something like what Jesus did or Buddha did and make our ascension. You become so enlightened, so filled with love and light that the Earth's gravity can no longer hold you. And we'll just go up into the heavens just like Jesus did. And then we'll be able to do phenomenal things that we can't even comprehend on this third dimensional level that we're in right now, consciously. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Let me think of other crystals to work with. If you're on the ascension path, I don't know why, but the ascension is popping in my head. The Shiva Lingams from India, those are cool stones to work with. If you're familiar with the movie Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, they had those stones in there, and that whole movie was based about those stones, the Shiva Lingams. And those are very sacred stones to the Hindu people. And they believe that it raises your kundalini, your God force energy. And it's one of the ascension stones also. So if you're on that enlightenment path and you're trying to achieve true enlightenment, that would be a good stone to work with. I love to work with my Shiva Lingams. Real calm, smooth, loving energy I get from them. Real subtle, but really nice to work with. Other stones, heavy hitters. Let's see, I got some Mexican Alestials. The Alestials is a type of quartz that's like it resonates higher at a higher frequency, and the Alestials are more advanced quartz crystals that, I don't know, I like to call them heavy hitters. They tend to snowball energy. The more you work with them, the more they put out, and the Alestials are fantastic. I love to work with my Alestials. Other great quartz are the Tibetan quartz from China, from Tibet. Those are really sacred crystals to me. I use those for amplification and especially for protection. I have a vast collection of Tibetan quartz myself. I've always been enthralled with them. I had one explode on me, and when it exploded, I talked to my aunt. She's a psychic, and she talked to the crystal spirit, and she said that this crystal actually knew you eons ago, and it knew that I was going to get into a bad car accident down the street, so it actually sacrificed itself for me and my friend, and in doing so, it diffused the entire accident, diffused the other people that were going to get in the accident as well, and we received a blessing. This crystal actually exploded on my lap while I was driving down Route 83, and it was like a miracle happened. We knew it was a blessing that we received when it happened. Inside the cab of my truck, there was suspended water particles and crystalline particles, and it was almost like surreal, like as if you're seeing spots in front of your face, and it was really weird. But anyways, I pulled over on the side of the road. My buddy, he's not a spiritual guy. He's a Christian guy, really good person, but he isn't into crystals and all that stuff. But he was like, "Wow, dude, your crystal just exploded." He's like, "That doesn't happen." And he's like, "I feel really weird now." He's like, "Even I feel like I just received a blessing or something like that." He's like, "I feel really good." And I had to say at the time I felt the same way. And after talking to my aunt, she confirmed it. And that was a really cool blessing that we received. And that was through one of the Tibetan crystals. I give those to kids for nightmares, night terrors, boogeymen, shadow people. I give them to all my friends, family, whenever they're traveling. Anytime protection is needed, I always give those out. They're fantastic for that. I've had wonderful results with those. I've had a lot of people come back to me and say, "Oh, my gosh, these do work. They work for me, too." So the Tibetans are very special in my book. Let's see, other crystals that we like to work with. I've been working
question.
With. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So, because I have some people in the chat room right now, so I'm going to fire the questions at you that they have, if that's okay.
Yeah,
so,
fantastic.
So, if someone was just starting out, they've never worked with crystals, they have no idea what they're doing, where would you have them start? And I do have someone asking about a clear quartz because she doesn't know where to even start with it.
Okay, well, I would say for a beginner, start with the clear quartz. The clear quartz is the easiest mineral and the most abundant mineral on the face of this earth to work with and obtain. You get little pieces of it for real cheap or big pieces for extravagant amounts of money, depending on what kind of level you're at. But other than that, definitely when you're starting out, start with the quartz first and then work your way to, like, small, inexpensive tumbled stones. And when you go to a rock show, when you go to a crystal show or something like that, a rock shop, when you're first picking out crystals, what you want to do is just relax, take it easy, and just scan all the crystals. And when you go to a place where they have a lot of crystals, there will be thousands, possibly even hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of crystals within a room. And one or two or a bunch of them may pop out, grab your attention. Maybe they'll look just more beautiful than all the others. Maybe there'll be just a little bit more bright light shining on them and it'll catch your attention. But whatever catches your attention, whatever looks beautiful, keep it simple, especially when you're starting. Look for things that are pretty and beautiful that just grab your eye. And the things that stand out to you, that's going to be spirit coming through you saying, oh, this is something you probably need to be working with right now. And it's as simple as that. It's really not that hard. If you make it hard, if you make it into a big thing, then it will turn into that. But you're doing that yourself to yourself. You just got to keep it simple, keep it easy. Look at what's beautiful, what pops out from the array of stones that you're checking out and scanning. And when you see one that pops out, looks more beautiful than like all the rest, it just kind of grabs your attention. That's the one. That stone is kind of harmonizing with you right there, saying, oh, hey, check me out. Look at me. Spirit saying, ooh, this is something you probably need to be working with right now. And it is as simple as that. A lot of times we second doubt ourselves. Always listen to that little voice in your heart. When you go to these shows and things, when you have that little tingle in your heart and you say, ooh, that's really cool. This is a neat stone. It kind of grabs your attention. And this goes for everyday life also. When you're going down the street, driving down the car, something tells you inside, you're talking to somebody, and always go with your first inclination. Usually that's the voice of spirit, the voice of God coming through you, trying to steer you in the right direction. Your guardian angel could be also. Yeah, listen to that little voice in your heart and keep it simple, keep it easy. Always have faith. As soon as you doubt yourself, you close those spiritual doors. And when you doubt yourself, you're also doubting God or spirit. So you don't want to, you always have to have faith. And you always have to expect miracles, expect good things to happen, expect happiness. Because when you expect these things and you put your mind on them, your mind will bring it, you yourself will bring it into your actuality. And I've seen it on so many cases with myself, my friends, other people that I've worked with in the past. When you put your mindset on that happiness that and keep it simple, easy, have faith that everything's going to go fine, and do good on a daily basis, then good things are going to happen to you in return. Always remember that we always got to have some kind of karmic retribution that we have to burn off in one way or another, and that's kind of one of the reasons why we're probably here also. So we're going to have hurdles to jump, mountains to climb along the way, and it's up to us to have faith that everything's going to be good and okay no matter what, how bad it's going to be. You always got to remember that somebody out there has always got it worse than you, and it really isn't that bad. As bad as it could be, it could always be worse. And we always have to be positive-minded and happy, and then all those good things come when you're happy and positive-minded. All those other good things come because you stay on that happy note and you attract those happy and good positive things to you. What you put your mind on, it's like a magnet. It brings those things to you. And then when you're working with rocks, it's the same way. When you're looking for a property that you're trying to bring forth in your life, whether it's life, love or health, happiness, you use these stones to put your consciousness on that property. Say you want to use lithium quartz to increase your happiness because you just don't feel like you've been very happy. Every time you carry that piece of lithium quartz in your pocket, in your purse, around your neck, every time you see it, you feel it, you think, oh, happiness. And then you bring in happiness to your consciousness. Thus, you start to smile. Thus, happiness starts coming back into your life. And before you know it, you're submerged in happiness. And, of course, life's tough, and we have to realize that there's always going to be little obstacles in the way, but it's going to hit you, and then you got to realize to bounce back and say, okay, no problem, slough it off like water off a duck's back, and just keep trucking on.
Cool. Okay,
well, so. I had to dig, Okay, you go ahead, Shannon.
I'm still on with the lady in the chat room. So she would like you to make it just a little bit simpler for her. So she has her clear quartz crystal. She takes it home. Then what does she do? I know you just answered it partially, but...
General rule of thumb, whenever you obtain a new crystal from anybody, unless it's like a loved one, or just keep it simple. Anytime you get a crystal or a rock, stone, mineral from anybody, a store, anybody, you always want to cleanse it. Take it first and run it under running water. The physical action of running it underwater, that's going to purify it physically and spiritually. When I run my stones underwater, I will visualize the light of God blasting through that stone and just wiping it clean, making it a clean slate so that there's no nasty residue, karmic residue on there from anybody else who has handled it in the past. When you are picking up crystals, oh yeah, for the beginners, I guess I have to backtrack a little bit. Always follow your heart when you're playing with the crystals. And if you ever have a feeling like you shouldn't pick up a crystal, like if you feel that it's dirty, nasty, or something dark, then definitely do not touch the crystal. There are, just like there's light workers out there, there's shadow workers and dark workers also. And people can charge crystals to do naughty and nasty things. They can be energy vacuums.
True.
They can be energy batteries. I have a personal friend who was down in southern Illinois, and after she hung out with me for numerous years, she grew a liking for stones and rocks and crystals. And well, anyways, we weren't down in southern Illinois together, but she was down there at a party. And some guy came out of nowhere, somebody that nobody ever knew, and he pulled this big, huge quartz crystal out of his pocket. And being the person that she is, she's very friendly. She was like, oh, a quartz crystal. And the guy was like, oh, yes, here, check out my quartz crystal, and handed it to her. And she started looking at it and started playing with it, and she was enthralled for the first 5 minutes. And then she was like, okay, I had enough. And then when she went to turn around and look for the guy was gone. Well, she was carrying the crystal around for like a half hour through this party looking for this guy, trying to give it back to him. And when she finally found him, she said it was like about a half hour later, when she gave him the crystal, like three-quarters of her energy went with the crystal when she handed it back to the guy. And she said it took her 3 weeks to recuperate from that loss of energy that this guy actually vampired out of her through this crystal. And she said before she even picked up the crystal, something told her in her heart not to touch it, but she did anyways, and she had to learn the hard way. So... now she is a crystal person. She likes to work with crystals, but she had to learn the hard way with this particular incident. This guy was an energy vampire, and he used his crystal to do this bad, naughty work. And there are people out there that can do those things, and we don't like to, I don't like to encourage that kind of work because it's just going to draw up karma for you. You're going to hurt somebody, and then basically you're going to hurt yourself in the future because when you have to pay the karmic retribution for that, it's not going to be fun, of course. But, yeah, things like that can happen. So if anything in your heart, when you're choosing and you're looking at crystals and crystal dealers, you know, most crystal dealers are positive and they're good people, but people can have bad days, and they may not be spiritual people, but they might be just geologist rock people, and they could put their energy into the rocks unconsciously. So that's why we want to cleanse our crystals when we first get them. Say a quick prayer, do a visualization, cleanse that rock, that crystal, blasted out with God's light and love, and then start with a blank slate, and the crystal spirit itself will be, it'll be as if they just had a nice little light shower. And that's another one too. You can also visualize your stone as well as yourself in a light shower. Visualize the light of God just showering down over you, and you can even bring it into the shower yourself if you want more of a physical experience, and then you could feel it and just visualize all that water as light of God and just washing all that stuff away, and it'll revive you, clean you out, and it's amazing what a little light shower will do. My aunt taught me that trick way back, and whenever I feel like I need a little energy boost or a cleansing, I visualize a light shower and ask God to give me his light shower, and it's a wonderful thing if you do it. A lot of people have good results with the light shower, so it's a good thing for meditation too. I highly recommend that. Let's see, other than that, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I have a question since you just brought up it's a good thing for meditation. I was going to ask you, what would you suggest, like what would be the go-to stones for like grounding or protection?
Grounding protection, okay, with your quartz and like your selenite, those are crystals that you can charge with anything, that epidote that I was talking about. Those are crystals that you could charge with any property, and you can amplify that. Other than that, let me see. I'm sorry, was it protection?
Or grounding, either one.
And grounding. Okay, for protection, I like to use the Tibetan quartz in particular for protection. Also good for protection would be black tourmaline, Apache tears. I love the Himalayan salt, the pink Himalayan salt. That's great for protection. A lot of people like to use fluorite for protection. Fluorite's a really good protection element also. If you're really trying to protect yourself, I recommend getting in touch with higher spirit and calling forth your tube of light and calling forth the light of God. The light of God never fails. And I am that light. That's a little prayer that I've known since I was a little kid that an old wise man taught me when I was a little boy. And I was afraid to go into the basement. And the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And if you call that three times and then finish it off with I am that light, the light of God will permeate all darkness, all shadows, and it will protect you in all cases. The tube of light is very powerful. You want to visualize a tube of white light, pearlescent white gold light coming down from the heart of God, surrounding you 360 degrees all the way down, and then anchoring into the heart of the earth, so nothing can get in on the top, the bottom, or all sides. And you can always have faith in God, and you can always have faith in Mother Earth. She's always going to be there for you. She's supported us this far. And then the tube of light in between all around on all four corners. Call that forth, your tube of light, and visualize it and feel it. When you visualize and feel it and have faith, then it activates it. And it's as simple as that. When you go into meditation, if you want to go that deep, you don't have to go into meditation, but if you visualize the tube of light coming down from God's heart down around you and anchoring, and then call it forth for every day, it's a very potent protection that you can use, and it'll keep you in the light. The most important thing is, I have to say for everybody that's out there, is stay in the light, be a good person, be happy, and spread the joy around to other people. Be a righteous person, and if you stay in the light will always be on your side, and you'll get through any of those dark times, as bad as they are. And when you start to focus on the light on a daily basis or a everyday basis, then the darkness stays farther and farther away. Because when you become so full of light, the darkness knows that they don't have to waste their time with you, because they ain't going to get anywhere. And it works that easy, really.
It does.
It does. Mm-hmm. So I want to backtrack just a little bit from when you were talking about the Ascension Stones, because I was sitting here giggling. I don't know if you guys could hear me. Because one of the questions we were going to ask you is if you knew of a stone to suggest for anyone who might be going through kind of like the dark night of the soul. And it seemed like we didn't have to ask the question because you
true.
I felt like they were answered mm-hmm. before we even asked. So was it, I just want to backtrack just a little, was it the epidote that you said it helps someone who's having that spiritual experience kind of go through it a little quicker or easier?
Well, the epidote is the super amplifier. That's the green, it's a green stone. It's a super, super amplifier. It's like quartz times 7, say. So,
maybe it was the moldavite. I was trying to write them down.
The moldavite, that's the tektite that came from outer space. And that's the one that'll give you rapid spiritual evolution.
Okay, that was the one then.
That one really opens doors. If you're into spiritual evolution, I can highly recommend the Lemurian seed crystals from Minas Gerais, Brazil. Those guys are big door openers also. If you're trying to conquer, how did you put that, the night of darkness or the day of darkness?
Dark night of the soul.
Dark night of the soul. Can you explain that to me? Because I haven't heard of that before in that particular expression. What would that be, like your worst day, your doomsday?
Do you want me to explain it, Virginia?
Yeah, go ahead, Shannon.
So a dark night of the soul is when you get to that place in your life where you firmly realize that the way you're doing things is no longer going to work. It's one of those spiritual transformation events.
An eye-opener. Okay.
And it's messy, and it's emotional, and it's... And it's that process when you come to that realization and you have to surrender to the universe, to God, and it takes, like, it can take months to work through
it.
Oh,
it could take forever. Yeah, it depends on the person. It depends how fast you want to get through it. And it also depends on your faith. Once you've made the inner decision, you can either draw it out and make it into years, or you can make it into seconds just by deciding on the inner that you're going to be a good person, that you're going to have faith in spirit and God, and you're going to have faith in the light. And once you make that choice on the inner, that's up to you, and that time span will be up to you. Everybody's a little different. Some people wake up knowing the laws of the universe just like that. There are children that know the laws of the universe when they come into this life. And some people just don't get it that easy. But once you start to see the things, see the light, and then you accept it and have faith that everything's going to be okay, then it'll be boom.
Well,
then it's all second nature.
And the dark night of the soul is when all your beliefs are being challenged and you're getting rid of them. So it's emotional and messy. Fabulous to go through. So
yeah, definitely, because it's like the butterfly coming from the chrysalis cocoon to the butterfly,
exactly.
The adult state. And definitely, that's a thing on the inner, and that's believing your heart, and that's following your heart, listening to that little spirit. And once you start doing that, that's your first steps to doing it, to enlightenment. And your heart's always going to steer you on that right and good path. If you're ready to do something naughty, you know it before you even do it. And
so you want
to know stones to help increase that and quicken the process,
or even because when we're in it, it would be nice if there was a stone that we could pick up and hold it in our hands to help us understand and get through it quicker. Well, it doesn't even have to be quicker. Just help us understand and calm down.
Right.
First thing you have to do is just ask spirit, ask the universe to give you that stone that you need for this right and perfect time in your stage of development, evolvement in life. And those stones will come usually it's a slow basis, because for the beginners, they're going to start out with the smaller stones, the cheaper stones. And then as you become more aware of the energies, as you see and feel more things, then you're going to be enthralled to get these heavy hitters. Phenakites are very, very expensive. Moldavites are very expensive. And I have on the inner, I kind of have a feeling that there's a reason for that. These things are rare. These stones are out there for people on the spiritual path. And they make them harder to obtain so that you really have to show that you are ready for that. And when you're ready for that, you'll be ready to spend a little bit extra money for something that'll have a little higher resonancy, higher power, higher radiation. But then also, again, you have to realize it comes from the inner, too, and you don't need a stone to make your ascension. So these are just tools to help you out and to help you out on that path. And if the stones are there to help you out, then it'll just harmonize with you as you work with them, definitely. And that's where faith comes in, too, because if you don't have faith with your stones, it closes that door and things won't happen as fast or as efficiently or noticeably even. Let me think. I think I got sidetracked there. So let's see. Where am I going back to?
It's okay. We have more questions in the chat room, too.
Yeah, keep them rolling. Let's see. LMNOP. Do you want me to go over some stones that are the ascension stones real quick?
How about you share that with Virginia separately?
Okay.
And then we'll, or at the end, I think we need to keep it just a little bit more simple right now.
Okay.
There's people that are almost there, but they just,
of course.
If I was going through a dark night of the soul, what you're telling me would, like, be overwhelming. So if we can help people by, you know.
It's different for everybody, and it really shouldn't be that overwhelming unless you're coming from a real low spot. If you are coming from a low spot, then but then you can work your way up gradually, too, and it doesn't have to be that overwhelming. You just have to make the decision on the inner just to have faith and everything's going to be okay. And you do have to start talking to God, start talking to Spirit, and tell him, hey, start opening these doors for me. I need to start seeing stuff. I need faith. I want to know what's going on. Give me some answers. For the beginners out there, or even the advanced people, we all have a lot of loved ones on the other side. And besides working with, like, Jesus and Buddha and famous ascended masters like that, always ask for guidance from your loved ones on the other side, say your grandparents, your grandma, you know, your uncles, your aunts. If you have an actual mother or father who's on the other side, definitely ask them for protection and guidance. If you start talking to them on a daily basis, a lot of people start to see signs that, you know, unless they came back really fast in another embodiment, or they're really busy at school on the other side, most likely they're going to come and visit you and show you signs in one way or another. I know my grandparents, they just passed recently, and I haven't talked to them on the other side, but things have been happening around the house. Grandma's little crystal keeps appearing on my coffee table, even though I wasn't putting it there. You know, little things like that. That's like, oh, okay, there's little signs showing me that, okay, they are still here. And so I talk to them on a regular basis. I don't get any feedback yet. But, you know, I know they're there, and I know they're helping me out on the other side. So it's always good to work with your loved ones and ask for them to help you out, show you signs. And if you really want to contact a loved one on the other side, go to a psychic fair. Talk to a notable psychic, and a lot of
You're supposed to say, call Virginia or Shannon.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. And things could come through a little smoother, then a little more tangibly, so we can understand what's going on sometimes in that case. But a lot of times, if you just listen to that little voice in your heart, your loved ones will come through your heart also, as well as spirit. And they're going to help guide you through. Definitely. A lot of times in dreams, they'll come through. Yeah, definitely.
Shannon, let me ask you, Shannon, what is your favorite crystal?
What's my favorite crystal? Shannon's. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, Shannon, what's your favorite crystal?
It seriously depends on the day.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask me today, besides going shopping for my list that I've written down, today it would be the lapis.
Cool. Yeah, I've been working with lapis a lot.
No, it would be the amylite. It's my favorite every day.
There you go.
So when people come to my store for crystals, here's what happens that I love, and this is why I wanted us to slow it down a little bit for people that are just starting. Crystals give people, it's kind of like an oracle card, they give people something tangible to hold in their hand, so it opens up their awareness and they're more willing to believe because they do have something tangible. And a lot, we need that step to get to where we're going, right?
Right, it helps. It's a little crutch for some people in that aspect, definitely. Definitely, yeah.
Just to get you started, right? Then you don't need them anymore and you just enjoy them. But I think so many people are interested. They want to explore a spiritual path, but they have no idea how to begin because their logical mind says, well, are you sure? Can that even happen? So having your crystals and a place for them to, you know, get information and start is priceless.
Definitely
it
is.
So how can people find you?
Let's see, Facebook, on Guardians of Nature. That's probably the fastest way because a lot of people love to do the Facebook thing. You can also email us at guardiansofnature@live.com. If you have to talk to me right away, if I have the phone on me, I'm really busy and sometimes I'm at work and I don't have the phone on me, but I'll call you back as soon as I can. You can always call me on my cell phone at 708-705-7104. But yeah, any one of those routes you can reach us, and please just have patience. I'm working 50 hours a week on average, sometimes more, and so I don't have a lot of free time. But I'll get back to you as soon as I can. And Christine's always around too, and we'll do the best we can to get back to you as soon as possible, of course. But yeah, definitely look us up, and if you want to, you can get on our email list if you. Contact us through the Facebook or just contact us on our guardiansofnature@live.com email. We can add you to our email list and keep you notified of our monthly shows that we're going to be doing. We try to do one or two shows minimum per month in the local area. We have a once-a-month show at Witchy Wearables on 147th and Kilbourne. That's our really big show. That's where we put everything out. We have at least six plus tables worth of beautiful stones to go over and check out. And that's probably our biggest show and one of the most local at 147th and Kilbourne at Witchy Wearables. And that's a really nice show because we can have space to talk and converse. And there's a lot of other great spiritual workers there, light workers, that can help us out, help you out if you're looking for questions, you need some answers. We have a lot of resources there, a wealth of spiritual knowledge at Witchy Wearables, and they're great people, great light workers. Mm-hmm. And we can all work together as a team to help you out if you have any kind of weird obstacles that you need to jump over.
And then I just want to specify that that's in Midlothian, Illinois, because not everyone listening is in the Illinois area.
Okay.
That's where we can contact you. So do you have just single crystals here and there for people to purchase, or do you have wholesale options?
We do both. We do wholesale. Wholesale for our wholesale people, we do need a business card, an ID, and a tax number. And there is a $300 minimum. But, yeah, we'll do both. We'll do wholesale. We'll do retail. And if somebody wants to do crystal parties, we have done crystal parties in the past where, you know, kind of like a Tupperware party, but we bring the rocks and crystals. And if somebody wants to have like a meditation party and they want to have a spiritual night, we can bring in our crystals, put up a little, set up a table, put it out. We could talk rocks all night long. Yeah, we can get the spiritual thing going on a more of a personal basis if anybody wants to do an actual crystal party. Those are always fun. But yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. We can do that.
We might have to talk about the wholesale. How about cross-border?
Sure, yeah, we could do cross-border. We pick up most of our crystals. We can ship across the border. That's no problem, sure. Yeah, we can ship across the border. If you want me to travel across the border, I just got to get my passport first. but other than that, yeah, we can do that. My rocks, they come from all four corners of the globe. You name it, China, Brazil, Japan, Honduras, Mexico, Canada. My rocks are used to traveling, and I love to travel too. If I can get there, I'll be happy to travel. That's no problem. If my schedule allows, that's the whole thing right now. I just picked up a new job. I'm a horticulturist also. I'm a landscaper. I do landscape design, and I'm like a tree doctor. So I do that also. So I'm kind of busy with that, being that it's springtime and it's full force in that field right now. But it'll be slowing down later in this year, and we'll have more time on our hands later on when it slows down a little bit. And yeah, definitely, we could do things like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, I had to ask about wholesale because Shannon has a store on her ranch, and so people can go there and buy crystals from her store. So
I want to come there and check out your crystals, Shannon. Where's your ranch
at?
Sure.
Crystals and cows. That's what I'm about.
Crystals and cows. That's awesome.
Yeah, I keep threatening to come move there in her. We have to get rid of her store in her second house, and I'm going to move in there.
Sounds nice. Sounds nice. Sounds like you have a lot of land. We are looking for some. We're actually starting to hold the focus, hold the picture for a metaphysical community where we can put together like a rock shop, a bonsai shop, medicinal herbs, culinary herbs, spa. Of course, have a Zen garden with a waterfall, a moat, a coffee house, a tea house. We'll just kind of like put it all together where we can get all our metaphysical friends and family together, and we can all kind of have like a metaphysical community, and we can all have our own special little thing going on the same property, but have a like a little mecca for metaphysical work and spiritual growth. And we were trying to hold the focus with our friends and family, and we're trying to spread the word. If you guys want to get in on that in the future, possibly if the door opens, you know, maybe something like that could happen in the future. I think Chicagoland needs something like that to
I agree.
Help raise its spiritualness and its harmony. And if we do something like that, make it fun for people to come and visit and do it, people will start growing with the light and we'll all start evolving at a faster pace, and we can all help
True.
Each other out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice to have organic vegetables and food there too, so we can have
mm-hmm.
have everything like there, like a little co-op, and we'll have it like a little fun little oasis, spiritual oasis, where everybody can get good healthy things and food for the mind as well as the body, and it'd be kind of cool.
That's a fabulous
idea. Something like that. So if everybody can hold that focus and that picture, maybe one day these things will be starting to pop up across the nation. And that's, I think, what we need.
So,
we need. It is actually happening. The whole Earth and all the people are evolving very fast right now.
Oh,
so
definitely.
Things
True.
Like this. We're having another spiritual movement right now as we speak. It happened in the 70s and into the 80s. It kind of slowed down into the 90s, but now it's booming again. And a lot of people are looking for the light, looking for answers. A lot of people are having the faith more ever than ever before, and it's time for changes and beautiful things to happen.
So since you're talking about something that you like have a focus of and that you want, what crystal would you suggest to turn to help with manifestation?
Right now I'm working with numerous quartz, Lemurians, the epidote I've been working with a lot lately. I've got numerous epidote specimens that I've been working with, and I love to work with the epidotes. Those are the two stones that I'm working with the most. I'm also using lapis to open up my third eye. I'm looking for new horizons, new doors to open, that we can network with other light workers and spiritual people, that we can get this thing accomplished. I'm not a millionaire. If I was, I would already have this built and done. I need to work with, this is going to be a big thing. I'm talking about getting numerous families involved, numerous people involved, so we can all work together, kind of almost like on a family basis. They're doing a lot of things like this on the West Coast in California, and it'd be cool if we could get something like this here in the Midwest and evolve our spiritualness. We can have an area where a lot of people can come and feel safe in a surrounding where they can experience spiritual, beautiful things. And, hopefully something like that will come together in our lifetime. But that's where we're holding the focus now. And, we'll get there one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if we can all network, things can happen.
True, I agree.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some beautiful things already happen over the last 5 years, and every year, every day, it's getting better and better. So I have faith things are going to happen, definitely.
I do, too. They are.
Yeah.
That's all there is.
They are. They're happening right now as we speak.
I agree.
So let me think of any other good questions I had. Okay, so because I'm curious, Virginia calls it Snoopy sometimes, but I'm curious. So I was in a metaphysical shop, and I was looking at spheres, and the lady who owned it, handed me, I believe it was rhodonite. It was pink and big, and I believe it was hers. Anyway, she handed it to me to hold to look at it, and I had to give it back. It was making me throw up. Now, would that be her inner chip in it, or was it the vibration of that just wasn't in alignment with me?
Rhodonite is a very good stone. It's good for discovering and developing hidden talents, compassion, love, generosity, and altruism. I would say what you were experiencing, I don't know, did spirit guide you in one way or another? Were you picking up funky vibes from her in the beginning before she even gave you the stone? Or did you just experience this once you handled the stone?
Oh, yeah, and I had to give it right back. And once I picked up a different one, I was fine.
Okay, then most likely that stone needs to be cleansed. It was probably picked up by somebody who didn't have good intent, or they were having a bad day, or it could have been just that that stone was just definitely not meant to be in your hands, and he was just letting you know it. And stones, like, you experience that. When you feel things like that, that's when you do want to put that down. Do a good deed and try to say a quick prayer to blast that stone free and clear of any kind of disharmony that it has picked up or negativity it's picked up. You obviously experienced some negativity from that stone. So if spirit didn't tell you whether or not it was charged by somebody else or if it picked up some residue, some energy residue from somebody else, or that stone just didn't harmonize with you for whatever reason, it was one of those two right there. And your spirit was just telling you, this ain't your stone. And that's when you listen to your heart and say, okay, put this down real quick.
Thanks, but
No, thank you. This is not my stone today, right? Move on to the next rhodonite. Rhodonite is an awesome stone to work with. It's not too expensive. It can be expensive if you get larger pieces, but I love rhodonite. It is a really cool stone to work with, and I would say don't let that deter you from working with rhodonite in the future. Just be aware of each individual piece. That piece obviously just did not harmonize with you. It said, And that's another way to show you that, you know, these stones do have these little things going on, and you experienced it. You picked up on it right there, boom. And that's when you do have to listen to spirit and say, okay, now it's time to put that baby down for sure, for whatever reason. You don't know who – some psychics can pick up, like, who picked up that stone in the past and what they put into that stone psychically. Not everybody has that gift, but if you ever come across somebody, then you can bring that stone to somebody and say, okay, is this stone not harmonizing with me, or did somebody literally charge this thing negatively to do naughty things? And that could be the case, too. And your spirit could have been like, oh.
What do you do if, okay, because I bought a stone, and it was so long ago that I don't even remember the name of it, which is weird because I remember the name of almost every single stone I have except this one. And I felt drawn to it for whatever reason, so I bought it, and it was a little pendant type, and it was on a necklace, and I wore it a couple of times, and I noticed anytime I wore it, I was just overly heated and warm and uncomfortable. So I stopped wearing it, and then I just started to realize that I just wasn't vibing with this stone at all.
Right.
So I don't know what initially drew me to it, but now at this point it's where I don't even want to touch it. And,
well,
I mean, I've had it for years.
Okay,
so
then have you cleansed it? Have you cleansed it?
Not recently, no.
Okay, the first thing you got to do is cleanse it. You've had this thing on probably through some good times and possibly through some bad times. It may have picked up some of that stuff. First thing to do is wash it. Take some soap, some water, get it, suds it up, wash it underneath the faucet first, and then charge it and blast it with God's light. And if you want to go further, go to smoke and smudge. If you want to use like a sage, lavender, if you want to use a little heavy hitter like a dragon's blood incense or a Palo Santo, sweep it through the Palo Santo smoke, the dragon's blood incense, and just purge that thing first. You were drawn to it initially before. It may be that you might not need it right now, but you might need it later on in life. And that's what Spirit's telling me right now. It, you You need that. You need to have that stone, that pendant, but you don't need it right now. You need it later on. Like, there's going to be a time in your life where you're going to be fascinated with that stone again, and you're going to be like, okay, I need to put this on now. And now and then you'll know when the time is when you need to use it.
And that makes sense, because anytime I try to think of what to do with it, like, I've thought of taking it outside and burying it, so I'm returning it to the earth. But
I would say don't do that. No, don't do that. If anything, put it outside and charge it up with the sunlight, charge it up with the moonlight. But don't, no, that stone's meant to be yours, and you chose it for a reason in the beginning. It's just that now is not the time to work with it. That's what Spirit's telling me right now. It's like, it's plain as day. You just need to hold on to that baby. For right now, cleanse it, purify it, and give thanks to the stone for being so beautiful. And the time will show itself when you need to pull it out again and start wearing it. It's just that right now, it's just the time's not right. But you need to get it. You needed to get it then so that you can have it later on when you do need it.
And that makes sense. I just
That's
need
what
to bring
Spirit's
it back
telling
to
me.
You. I just need to bring it back to you to figure out what it is.
Yeah, sure. Bring it in. We'll tell you. I'll do the best I can. I don't know all the stones. There's a lot of stones out there, but I'll do the best I can for sure. And yeah, Spirit's telling me right now, just wash it, clean it, purge it, give thanks that it has come into your possession, that it's in your trust. And something tells me you're going to hand this down to somebody else, and this is going to be it's going to be something special for you, and it's going to be something special for somebody else, too, down the road. So just put it away. Like, wash it, clean it for now, and the day will come when I think you're going to need this stone, and you're going to want it, and you're going to use it, definitely. Does it still look pretty to you?
Yes.
Okay, good. Then just definitely just hold on to it. And there'll be a time when you're going to be attracted to it again. And when you're attracted to that stone again and something says, ooh, I need to pull this out and wear it, for whatever reason, Spirit will tell you when you need to use that stone again.
Right.
Definitely. I have a feeling you probably had that stone through some tough times maybe. And it just needs to be cleansed and washed clean of those old experiences. Whatever it was, I don't know what it is, but it just needs, it's something telling you, you need to just clean that thing. You need to clean that thing. It acted like a little sponge, and you need to purge it. You need to purge it. I think, and that's why it's not harmonizing with you right now, because it's accumulated a lot of stuff, and you need to just put that stuff back to the universal, send it back to Spirit, and let it just diffuse into the universe, send it back to the love of God. And, once you cut that stone free from that stuff, that's what's coming through to me. My heart's telling me you need to clean that stone.
Okay, perfect. I'll do that as soon as the show is over.
Nice.
Yeah. And then grounding. I know before you asked me for what stones are you need for grounding. I don't know. Spirit just told me go back to grounding now. Okay. back to grounding. I like to use hematite.
My favorite.
Mm-hmm. Hematite is probably my favorite, too. Any of the heavy metals is good for grounding, in my experience. Heavy metals have a higher density, higher gravity density, and those will always bring in grounding and rooting. Whenever you're trying to ground yourself, I like to visualize my feet turning into like a roots of an oak tree or whatever kind of tree you like, and then sinking your roots into the ground, getting in touch with Mother Nature. And besides hematite and heavy metals like pyrite or copper, lead, galena, go outside, take your shoes off, and walk in the grass or walk in the stones. Some people even like to walk on raw dirt. And when you walk with your bare feet on Mother Nature herself, you will ground yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to go out and take your shoes off and just walk through the grass, walk through the stones, walk on a trail in the woods, that's really good grounding. Depending how far you want to walk, that's up to you. Another great one is if you have a good tree, a friend tree that you like, if you ever go out hiking in the woods and there's a big tree that you like to visit frequently, or any big tree for that matter, usually I like to visit the biggest tree in the grove that I'm in and put your back up to that tree and just let the tree take any kind of disharmony, any kind of sickness, discord, and just pull it right out through your back. And then visualize yourself just grounding yourself with that tree. And trees are wonderful for cleaning and grounding. And if you want to get in touch with a big tree, I have to say that's one of the best grounders there ever is. If I ever feel discomfortable in discomfort, if I feel like my life's going under tremendous amounts of stress, haywire, I feel like I get to call it if I feel like I'm going through that haywire kind of situations. If you lose a loved one, go out in the woods and just get in touch with those big trees, put your back, or even hug a big, big old oak tree. It's amazing what a big tree or even the woods alone can really, they can really help you out, ground you, settle you. And, yeah, definitely. That's a really good grounder for me. And if it may not work for everybody, but most people that I talk to, it does work for them. If you get out in the woods, take your shoes off, hug a big tree, that'll ground you really quick in most cases, definitely. Yeah, that's what I like to do anyways. But, yeah, the heavy metals, I like those personally for grounding myself. I have to say I like to work with the coppers, the hematites, the pyrites. The lead is nice, but you always have to wash your hands if you're handling lead, of course, because of the toxicity right. element of that one. But it's okay to work with. Some people love to work with lead, and it's a great mineral. It's just don't lick it and just wash your hands when you're done playing with it, that's all. Other than that, let's see, what other questions do we have today?
Blog Talk has cut us off.
We are done. Man.
We are done.
Yes.
Yeah.
The people in the chat room can't hear anything. I didn't know it did that. I thought it kept going until we cut it off.
Oh, well,
yeah,
that was
fun.
It went by very fast.
It did.
It went by really fast. Well, let's just pretend it's still on and say thank you to everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everybody,
thanks
for listening.
Thanks for joining us, Deva.
Yeah,
yes,
no problem.
You
thank you. That was fun.
Guest.
Oh, thank you so much.
I think on the download, they still get to hear all this part. So.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, Shannon, I'd like to come out and visit your show, your rock shop or something, if you have the chance. Oh, how
I'm
local are you?
I'm in Alberta.
No. She's,
Alberta,
yeah, she's
Canada?
In Canada?
Yes.
Oh, God bless you. I love Alberta. I haven't been up there since I was a wee little shorty. I was running through the Canadian Rockies, going through Banff and Lake Louise, and what else? Yeah, what else is in Alberta?
I'm going to end the show, and then I think we can still chat. Just hang on. I'm going to put everybody on hold.
Yeah, cool. She's up in Alberta.